This show furnished by Vinny Tortoridge.
He's Hollywood's go-to guy for health and fitness. It's Fitness Confidential with celebrity fitness trainer Vinny Tortoridge.
Your good intentions have been stolen, and I'm here to help you get them back. Call me now at 1-800-222-5222.
We're rocking and rolling here on a Sunday evening. You stuck out there on the grapevine trying to get home. You were up there. You knew where you were. Up Northern California where they got a bunch of nut trees. You're coming back from Vegas. Weekend in Vegas. You know that whole thing? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Come on! That ain't the truth. We know that's not the truth. People coming back from San Diego had to go visit their mama in San Diego. That's what's going on. You're on the freeway. You don't know. You're like, oh, my God, let me put on talk radio, see what's going on. Well, you know what? I'm going to throw you a little rock and roll music. I'm going to give you a little welcome to the jungle. Come on. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Axl Rose, back when he was really skinny. He was the man. Now he's a big old fat guy. He used to go back and forth, and he'd dance with the mic stand. He kind of looked like a lizard a little bit. Yeah. Rock me, punk. Rock me. Come on. Listen to that yell. I'm going to hide. What is that? All right, we had enough of that. 800-222-5222. If you want to talk to me, I'm the guy that knows stuff about stuff. That's right. I've been in the fitness business for a long time, over 30 years. I have a degree in exercise physiology from an actual medical school, Tulane University. And I've been doing this forever and a week. What I do is I take people who are sometimes morbidly obese. My job start off and, I hate when people call me a celebrity fitness trainer because it connotates that better than thou attitude. And I don't like that attitude as, he's a celebrity fitness trainer. But, it gets thrown at us because when you work with celebrities, that's the one thing people want to talk about is the fact that you're a celebrity fitness trainer. But you know what? Most of the people I work with now are not celebrities. They're people that I've met or I've never met. I meet them on Twitter. I meet them on Facebook. And it was all because I wrote this book called Fitness Confidential that I thought nobody would read. It turns out everybody started reading the book. I went to a friend of mine who knew a little something about something called podcasting back in the day. This was about 4 years ago, and her name is Anna Vocino. I'm going to bring her on. She's actually here tonight. I'm going to bring her on in a minute. I said to Anna, I said, I wrote this book, and when she stopped laughing, I said, no, I did. I wrote a book, and I want to start something called a podcast. I don't really know what it is, but I'm told that in order to be able to sell a book in today's world, you have to do something on the internets. And I didn't know anything about the internets. And when I went on to figure out how to get popular, I would see, squirrels duct taped to a skateboard and someone pushing it. And that had 2 or 3 million views. I would see, again, a squirrel hooked to a set of water skis. And that was supposed to be cute. And I saw someone named Jenna Marbles. I don't even know if anyone remembers Jenna Marbles. It was a girl who couldn't go on vacation. She had a bikini, so she sat on the end of her bed and with a big pouty face and got millions of people to follow her. And I said, you know what? I'm an old Italian guy. There is no way I can put a bikini on and look good because I tried, and it didn't work. It was a very sad day. So what I did was I called my friend Anna. I said I wrote a book. I won't develop the book. I won't publish it until I get people paying attention to me. Let's start a podcast. And when she stopped laughing, she said, send me your book. Send me the script. I'm leaving on vacation. I will be in Hawaii. I'll get back to you when I get back. That woman is here today. She's been my co-host for over 4 years. She can correct me because I don't know much about this. we have a podcast that is, I guess you could say it's really popular. It's like one of the most popular podcasts out there. It's called Fitness Confidential, just like the book is called Fitness Confidential. I would like to welcome my friend Anna Vocino. How you doing, Pumpkin?
I'm doing great.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. This is fun.
Can you believe we're here now? Like
here we
in
are.
An actual real.
Here we are. We got to watch our language.
Yeah. Look at
but
us.
We're live, baby.
And look, we're legit now. We're,
yeah.
Right? But here's the thing. More people listen to our podcast than are going to, the people who are going to hear the show, right?
It's, we're very, I want to say we're very lucky, but you and I both know that the work that we put into it, doing three shows a week for several years, and then now you do four shows a week.
Yeah.
And we put in our time.
Yeah, I think people think we got lucky, and yes, but we literally sat there and did it for free for years.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, folks, if you'd like to call in, the number is 800-222-5222, 790-KBC, Talk Radio, 1-800-222-5222. So we started the show. Oh, you read the book. You read my book.
I read
book.
The book. You know, I had produced a podcast that was a big, it was a comedy podcast that was a big hit. It was a brief thing. They only did 25 episodes, but it got millions of downloads, and it was a lot of work. And that was back in the day for all of you internet nerds. We were doing XML code in order to upload podcasts. So when you said I want to do a podcast, I laughed because I was like, nope. And what did I tell you? I said, we're not going to do any editing. It's going to be organic.
Yeah.
We're going to slap a beginning music and an end music, and it's going to be the real deal. And I think that's what helped us grow because we didn't do drops in it. We didn't.
There was no music. There was no nothing. Well, you flipped the mics on.
Yeah.
And we
you
went.
You came over to my studio.
Right.
And we recorded.
And people started listening, and then before we knew it, people started looking me up online, and the only thing they found was that I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show.
That's right, in pink Versace pants.
Yes, I was.
Google it.
Yeah, you could Google that.
Google it.
That's Googleable.
That's Googleable.
Yeah.
You can watch. Who did you? You asked out Cher?
I asked Cher out on national television.
What year was that? 1980?
No, like 93, something like that, 94.
Yeah, okay.
And, and people started Googling me, and they figured out, oh, my God, this was the seventh. I didn't even know this. It was the seventh top-rated Oprah show of all time. And,
and your pink Versace pants, I think, are 100% responsible for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that and the fact that I got down on one knee on national television and asked Cher out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
She actually got in touch with me.
She did?
You know, one of the dumbest things I ever did, that was back in the days, nobody had cell phones.
Yeah.
You know, you had the beep. And
the answer
message.
Machine with the actual tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had Cher on my voicemail, and like an idiot, I erased it. A couple of friends heard it, so it was validated. I erased it.
It did happen.
Yeah, it did happen. 800-222-5222.
Well, I read your book, and it was so good, I had to do it.
Right.
And then we quickly found out, because I already had a food blog, and what we're going to talk about tonight with no sugars, no grains, which is what you invented, NSNG.
Yeah.
We quickly figured out that you would tell us how to eat, and then I would come up with the recipes for it.
Right. And that's pretty much what we did. We didn't know how this thing would turn out. The podcast got pretty big pretty quickly because I think, you know, the landscape back then was not that many people, but there was a couple of 100,000 podcasts out there, right?
I mean, it was starting to catch on, but it's not like it was. I feel like a year and a half to 2 years ago, we were like, oh, everybody has a podcast.
Yeah, everybody who had ever listened to our show decided to start their own podcast.
Yeah. But now some podcasts that they started now, so I feel like now it's like people who are sticking with it are doing their podcasts.
Yeah.
We're still doing it.
Anna. Yeah, and by the way, this is legitimate because we're actually at a station with paper behind us that says Talk Radio 790 KBC.
It's reminding us. And we're on some nice microphones.
Oh, yeah, look at us.
And we have people to help us produce.
We got Andre in the booth.
We got Andre, and we got Cal.
And we got
John.
We got John back there. And I can't remember the girl working. Tyru. Is it Tyru?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, Tyru. And by the way, of the whole group, she is the hot one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'll say.
Oh, yeah.
She's beautiful.
She is. Oh, my God. Yeah. If I was younger and Serena was not around, I would be all over that. But she wouldn't want anything to do with a guy like me. That's the problem with all that. Okay, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to take a phone call or two. And then we're going to go right from that to talking about the best cookbook ever written.
Ever.
And you won't get fat by reading it.
Never.
It's by my friend Anna Vocino.
Yeah.
It's called Eat Happy.
Eat Happy.
Gluten-free, grain-free, 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 low-carb recipes for a joyful life. We'll be back
a joyful
right
life.
After this. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story. Ray has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs. I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-681-0451. That's 800-681-0451. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
What is it about buying a mattress that leaves you feeling violated? Pushy salespeople, fake sales, the walk of shame out of the mattress store? Those days are over. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, co-founder of Helix Sleep, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at GEICO.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're about to paint, you're about to save. That's if you come into the Home Depot, where the best paints and best brands are now at even lower prices. Premium paints and stains, even rollers, trays, and tape. The Home Depot has lowered the price on over 300 items throughout the paint department, like top-rated award-winning Behr paint and primers, starting at just $23.97. Whatever you're painting, your project just got easier to afford. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only.
It's a double face-off Monday on KABC. First, the Donald faces off against Hillary Clinton in the first of three presidential debates. Then, the Kings face off against the Arizona Coyotes in their preseason opener.
Backhander, score!
Trump, Hillary, round one, tomorrow at 6. Immediately followed by Kings and Coyotes on a double face-off. Double face-off Monday. On 790 KABC.
We're going to go right to the phones. Let's see what Arnie has to say. You're on. Arnie? Hello?
Hey, Vinny.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about no sugars, no grain.
Okay, what would you like to know?
Just want to know more about it. I heard about it when you were on Corolla a couple weeks ago, and I need to lose some weight, so I just kind of want to know a little bit more about it.
How much weight do you have to lose?
Probably about 15, 20 pounds, maybe.
How tall are you?
6 foot.
How much do you weigh?
I'm 205.
Okay. So 6 foot, 205. Your low weight would be 170, but you'd be in a healthy range if you were somewhere between 185, 190. So let's call it 25 pounds, right? What part of Virginia are you from?
I live in Roanoke.
Nice.
Roanoke, I was just in your area earlier today. Would you believe that?
Oh, wow.
Where was I?
Charlottesville.
I was in Charlottesville.
A little further north. I'm from Virginia, too. We just have a Virginia party over here.
I dated a girl from Roanoke once. Hot. She was, oh, God, she was hot.
Arnie, why are you apologizing for your Roanoke women?
Let me tell you something. NSNG, no sugars, no grains. Here's the thing. we don't get fat because of calories and calorie intake and so on and so forth. We get fat because of hormones. And when you eat sugars, when you eat grains, your body releases insulin. Insulin drives sugar into your bloodstream, which it's supposed to do. That's why it's there. But when you have all this extra sugar, as we're all getting in now, right? Because we all take in too much sugar. See, back in the day, we would have bacon and eggs for breakfast, not a whole lot of sugar. Now people have fruit roll-ups and Pop-Tarts. And
I was going to say, you're talking about processed foods, like sugar. I mean, we have so much processed foods going on.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about where the sugar comes from, right? Not to mention people drink Coke around the clock and everything else, right? Used to be you'd have a Coke once a week. Now you have a 32-ounce, one of three per day. So what happens to all that extra sugar is your body can't turn it into glucose to be stored for energy. So it changes it to a long-chain triglyceride. It stores it in your fat cells as a fat, and you get fat. Not only do you get fat, but your health deteriorates pretty quickly.
It has other effects. It's not just the storage of fat,
Fatty liver disease, just to mention one. You don't get fatty liver disease from eating fat. You get it from eating sugar. Here in California, we've actually outlawed goose liver pate because the way you make the goose liver fatty is they would force feed it grains. Mm-hmm. That's true. They would tape a tube in the mouth and force feed. We thought that was cruelty to animals, but we have no problem sending a kid to school, putting him on a school lunch program, giving him chocolate milk, telling him to eat this carb and that carb and the other carb. But we think it's cruel to a goose, yet for our kids it's perfectly fine. Makes no sense. Does that make sense to you?
It does, but what is it about, like, whole grains? I keep hearing about, like, whole grains.
Great question.
Whole grains are good, and, you know, what's the difference?
There really is no difference. Whole grains, let me add to it for you. This is a very good question, Arnie. Whole grains, they always throw the term heart healthy in front of it, as if somehow if you eat a whole grain, it's going to be heart healthy. Nothing could be further from the truth. You know, the idea that a grain is going to be healthy for your heart is not true because, let's face it, when you have a heart attack, it's not because you have cholesterol in your heart, it's because you have plaque. That plaque comes from the grains and the sugar, the plaque buildup. It comes from stress.
So aren't they trying to trick us, though, when they say whole grains? Because, we all get that super processed stuff is going to, digest easily and spike your blood sugar and all that stuff. But with whole grains, they keep saying the fiber will keep it from doing that.
Exactly.
Isn't that what they're trying to tell us? But it's not true, is what you're saying.
It's not true at all.
Yeah.
It's not true at all. Are we making sense?
Yeah, and I think the other thing I got is about, fruit, people tell me that fruit, I should eat a lot of fruit and just eat, just as long as you have enough fruit with some fiber, you'll be good. But what's the deal with the fruit?
If you have weight to lose, fruit is not your friend. Now, with that, you can have things like berries or cherries, fruit that have a very, very low glycemic index, you can have. But, the fruit bananas, pineapple, this kind of thing, actually one of the best fruit you can have is an avocado. Doesn't have any sugar at all. So if you want to eat a tropical fruit, have avocado. That's where you want to head. Or tomatoes, good for you, right? Mm. You know where you can find a lot of these recipes? Arnie, there's a book called Eat Happy. Go get that book. Go to VinnieTortorese.com. See what we have on the FAQ page. And that will get you started. Also, follow me on Twitter. I answer a lot of these questions on Twitter.
Thanks, Arnie.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, man. 1-800-222-5222, 1-800-222-5222. Anna Vocino's in the studio. Anna.
Yeah.
We're just talking to Arnie about, sugars and grains and heart health and grains.
It's like a paradigm shift for people to shift their mind around taking that out of the diet because everyone says, then what do I eat?
Well, the first thing people say is, what am I supposed to eat?
Right.
And I always say, go to AnnaVocino.com.
I appreciate that.
And AnnaVocino.com got so popular that you ended up taking those recipes, pulling them together into a book.
And adding about 100 more.
Right.
Yeah, and turning it into a cookbook. Okay. And now I'm already halfway through the second cookbook because it's never ending.
Right. People got to keep eating.
I have recipes like cauliflower tots, which uses cauliflower instead of potatoes.
Right.
They're delicious. The low-carb pizza crust doesn't have any grains in it. The cauliflower pizza crust doesn't have any grains.
That's one of your go-to.
That is one of the most popular
ones.
It's really good. Because who doesn't love pizza? And that's one of the things, like, the temper tantrum. Am I right? You throw a temper tantrum when you find out you're not allowed.
Pizza.
And what we teach you, especially in the podcast episodes where we can go into great length and great detail, are things that you can do to sub out the processed foods for real food.
Absolutely. Now, Anna.
Yeah.
You have a recipe, and we're going to talk about it after the next break.
Okay.
But I just want to warm the audience up to this.
Okay. Is it time for a break already?
No, it's going to be time in just a few minutes.
Okay.
But here's the thing. After this break, I want you to talk about my favorite recipe. I'm just going to hint. I think you know what it is.
Sausage zucchini bake? No.
It has bacon in it.
Oh, bacon broccoli.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about it.
Okay.
Because that's in the book.
You do like the sausage zucchini bake, though.
I do, but my favorite thing that you make.
Yeah.
I mean, you may get the Nobel Peace Prize for that recipe. We'll talk about it after the break.
Right.
I need to tell everybody something that you know all about called Squatty Potty.
Oh, yes.
Huh? Come
Lord
on.
Lord child. Yes, I have two.
Two.
One in each bathroom.
You know, we have 1, 2, 3 bathrooms, so I have 4. And you know my deal about having the 4, right,
mm-hmm,
Anna?
Mm-hmm.
I keep one extra because people come over to stay at the house, and they go, what was this thing I was using? And I give them one as a gift, and I buy another one.
You have to.
Squatty Potty, folks, is an incredible product. It was the main product. It was the number one product on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
You know the show with the Mr. Wonderful and Cuban and the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. I love that show.
It's a great show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I saw it. I bought my Squatty Potties, and then I told you about it. I had one mailed to your house.
I thought it was a joke because of the name, Squatty Potty.
But it was so good. That the only downside I can think of is that you spend less time in the bathroom now. So if you're escaping your family, you're not going to be able to use that as a tactic.
Let me explain to people some of the things. If you have trouble going to the bathroom, we're talking pooping, folks.
Yeah.
If you have trouble doing that, Squatty Potty. That's where you want to head. You want a Squatty Potty because it puts you in the proper position for everything to come out. The other thing is you're going to save on toilet paper because it comes out clean, man.
It just feels better.
It just comes out clean.
Yeah.
I see Andre and John back there in the booth going, are they really talking about
this? Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We are not afraid.
We believe in this product. And by the way, folks.
And it's not an expensive product.
No, it's very inexpensive.
Very affordable.
And guess what? The shipping is always free. But on top of that, if you go to SquattyPotty.com, when you order your Squatty Potties, not only if you spend more than, is it $50 you get free shipping?
Something like that.
So you would have to buy like 20,000 Squatty Potties just to get to $50.
No,
right?
It's 2 Squatty Potties get you.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you put in the promo code Vinny, V-I-N-N-I-E, not with the wimpy Y, 15, Vinny15, they're going to give you 15% off.
Yep. So even if that 15% off takes you below $50, they still give you the free shipping.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anna,
yeah.
Squatty Potty.
Yeah.
People love it. And before we go to break, I want to tell people about one other thing.
Okay.
You and me, we're going to be on stage together.
Oh, I can't wait.
We're going to talk about it later on in the show. Irvine Improv. October 27th, be there. Irvine Improv. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Lonnie, Ruel, and Carlos. They're all waiting on hold. Folks.
Hang on just a little while longer, friends.
If you want to talk to us. Call in now, 1-800-222-5222, Talk Radio, 790 KABC. We will be back right after this.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story. Ray has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs. I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-681-0451. That's 800-681-0451. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
What is it about buying a mattress that leaves you feeling violated? Pushy salespeople, Fake sales, the walk of shame out of the mattress store, those days are over. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, co-founder of Helix Sleep, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
The following message is brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The inherent right to work is one of the elemental privileges of a free people. Endowed, as our nation is, with abundant physical resources, and inspired as it should be, with the high purpose to make those resources and opportunities available for the enjoyment of all, we approach this problem of reemployment with the real hope of finding a better answer than we have now.
Your stuff can be more powerful than you think. Your stuff can be a resource for change. Donate to Goodwill, where your donations help fund job placement and training for people in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org.
Another money-saving secret from Arm & Hammer.
My name is Malena. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I love Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent Laundry Detergent. It cleans really well. It doesn't irritate my skin, and it smells wonderful.
Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent has a skin-friendly scent people love, so it's preferred 2-to-1 over the leading free and clear detergent, and it costs up to 30% less.
We've been on a very tight budget lately, so it's a no-brainer.
The clean you need at a fraction of the cost.
I'm Allie Sweeney with exciting news about a fresh idea for whitening. Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Clean and Fresh Toothpaste. It starts whitening immediately with an invigorating surge of cool spearmint flavor that lasts. And in just 5 days, it removes more plaque than the leading whitening toothpaste. Imagine a whitening toothpaste that does all that. Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Toothpaste. Love it or your money back. Visit trulyradiant.com for offer details.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on. Smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah. Maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Home of the smartest listeners in Southern California. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Call now. The lines are open. We're going right in with Lonnie. Lonnie, you're on the air, buddy. How are you doing?
Oh, wow. I'm so nervous talking to Anna.
Oh, not nervous talking to Vinny.
Come on.
No, not Vinny.
You know why you're nervous talking to Anna, right?
I do.
Yeah. Are you're a podcast listener, right?
I am.
Yeah. You know what they call Anna on the podcast?
You got to go back and listen to the old shows to figure out
what. That's right.
Yeah.
We'll keep it a mystery.
Yeah.
We'll
talk about it next week, Lonnie.
There could be children listening.
Call in next week when Anna's not here, and we'll talk about what's going on.
Talk about me behind my back.
Yeah. What's going on? Hey, Lonnie.
Yeah.
You have a question about sautéing onions for Anna?
Yeah, I want to know. I was asking you the other day, Anna, about I don't know how to sauté an onion. I don't know what it really means. Can you describe that over the radio to us?
Yeah.
I'm excited about your book coming out.
Thank you. Listen, when you talk about sautéing, all that means is cooking in a pan. Sauté is the French word for jump. Sauté means to jump. So you want the heat so hot that the vegetables are sizzling. They're not quite jumping. If you have it that hot, then something's wrong. Or your vegetables are alive or something. But when you saute onions, you want to turn the heat up to medium high. You want the pan to be rather hot. You want some Villa Capelli olive oil in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you want those onions, you don't want to burn. If they start to burn, because the onions have a sweet in there. Oligosaccharides, I believe, is the word of the sweet that's in onions. And I think that if it gets too hot, they'll start to caramelize and will burn. But if it's just the right amount, it will caramelize and get soft and sweet, and onions are good for you. So that's how you saute onions.
Do you want, like, garlic and onions? And I even mushrooms are on the menu sometimes. You can add them.
I put garlic in at the very last because garlic is very delicate and has a tendency to burn.
It will burn.
Mushrooms you put in, and you don't stir those as often as onions, because you want the mushrooms to get kind of stick to the pan a little bit and get that brown coating. You know what I mean? Get that brown, coloring to it. And
hang on a second.
Yeah.
Saute.
Yeah.
Stripper or NFL?
Oh, good question.
Huh? I don't know.
Hey, gentlemen, coming at you with the first of three songs. These women, they don't work for free. You got to make it rain up there. We got coming up for the first of three, Miss Saute.
That's right. Y'all best tip me now. My name's Saute, and I got the moves.
All right. So let's cut that. Now let's try NFL.
Saute Jones.
Well, we got to play it first. Let's see. Ball's on the New England 20-yard line. They need to convert. They need a first down here. Ball snap. Hand it off to Saute Jones. He's across the 30 to 40. Brought down at the 42-yard line. That's a close one.
That is a really close one.
Yeah, it's a close one. Saute.
I'd say NFL.
Yeah, I think I would, too.
Yeah, Saute Jones is definitely an NFL player,
I'm just
right?
agreeing with Lonnie so that he never gets mad at me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I want to keep Lonnie on my good side. Lonnie, did I answer your question about sauteing the vegetables?
I know you got to move on, but whenever you saute veggies, I mean, do you want them still kind of crisp and hard, or do you want them soft and...
You said hard. It depends. It depends
that's
on what you're going
thing,
for.
Right?
It is a taste thing.
That's a total taste thing.
I mean, the raw food community doesn't want you to cook it at all, but it is a taste thing. So sometimes, like the bacon and broccoli recipe that we were talking about, that's in the oven.
Yeah.
So I like it to... I don't like it to be too raw, but if you're making a broccoli salad, you want it to be a little raw because you want it to have crunch to it. So it depends on the recipe. Depends on what you're going for. When I saute green beans...
Bacon and broccoli is in rotation every week at my house.
That's my favorite thing. That
recipe awesome. Is legit. And in fact, a friend of mine goes, Anna, have you ever made Andrea's bacon and broccoli? And I go, excuse me?
That's your bacon.
That's my bacon and broccoli. She just makes it so much you think it's her bacon and broccoli.
You know what, Anna?
Yeah.
I got enough of Lonnie. All right, folks. 1-800-222-5222.
Bye, Lonnie.
1-800-222-5222. By the way, you want to come check out me and Anna on stage.
Mm-hmm.
She will open the show for me. And the show
comedy.
Yeah, she does a little comedy. And then I go up and bring the whole house down with no comedy whatsoever. The show is 90 minutes long. It's the only time you can go to a comedy club and actually talk to the guy on stage.
Yeah.
And he welcomes it.
It's okay to heckle.
Yeah, yeah. You can say, hey, tell me more about Sugars and Grapes. And we answer every question.
Yep.
We sold this show out at the Pasadena Ice House.
Yep.
But folks, if you live anywhere near the Irvine Improv, you got to get down there on October 27th. Get your tickets now. $20. You get to hear what celebrities get to hear from me every day.
For millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. So get to the Pasadena
Ice
House.
Especially our San Diego friends.
Yeah.
They need to come up.
Come on. All two of you. You need to come.
Come on up.
Carlos, you're on the line.
Carlos,
you there? Did you hang up?
Vinny, what's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Now, I know a little something about you because people who are calling in or people who are following us on Twitter, you've done more than follow me on Twitter. We've actually had lunch together. And I'm the only guy that actually takes my fans to lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You should take me to lunch.
No, just the fans. Oh. We're good.
We're good.
Yeah.
All right, Carlos, you just did one of the most miraculous things I've ever heard of, because I've been around the ultra world for 25 years.
Right.
You just did a run. Anna, he ran 200 miles.
At once?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's stupid.
Is he out of his mind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Carlos is too good looking. I think he's so good looking that he's like, he feels guilty, so he's going to run off his guilt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anna, thank you very much, by the way.
I know how your mind operates.
He's got more issues than NATO.
Actually, Vinny, it's not 200. It's 205. But who's counting?
Yeah. I mean, when you get to 200, it's like, I quit.
Don't shank him on that last five.
Yeah. 205.
Yeah, you know, that last five was actually the hardest five in my entire life. Just want to let you know that.
I'm sure.
Not for nothing, but I think it has something to do with the 200 you ran before that. not that I'm a genius or anything.
No, because I ran a lot of miles, yeah. Actually, Vinny, the reason I was calling is because of the race. Because, as you know, I've been trying to stay as a fat-adapted athlete.
Yeah.
And I went into this race because of you. You've helped me along the way. So here I am, 100 miles. We're good to go with the NSNG, no sugars, no grain.
Yeah.
I want Vinny to explain what that means to everybody, because what you're saying could be like foreign words to everybody.
Yeah.
Fat-adapted athlete.
Got it. Okay, go ahead.
Here's what fat-adapted is, folks. It's when you stop eating all this grain and all this sugar, and your body starts using its own fat as fuel. Even if you're really lean, your body still has enough fat. You can walk from coast to coast. In this country, it's about 3,000 miles, and still have enough fat to make it.
Don't say that in front of Carlos. He's going to do that.
Yeah, you know, Carlos doesn't have any fat left. When I first met Carlos, he was kind of round. He wasn't
was he?
That. Yeah, he bought a session with me so that I could get his bike straight.
That's right.
A couple of years ago, he says, "Hey, you know something about bikes? Would you fit me on a bike?" And I did, and liked the guy. Next thing you know, we're grabbing lunch, and I taught him about how to become fat adapted. And, Carlos, you've never looked back. What was your heaviest, Carlos?
My heaviest before I met you, I was at 267.
Really?
267. Yeah. Yeah, that hot guy you met last year at the meetup?
Yeah.
He was one time 267. Now, Carlos, how tall are you, Carlos?
I'm 5'8".
5'8",
wow.
267.
That's a lot of weight on 5'8".
How much do you weigh today?
I fluctuate between like 170 and 175. I just have a lot of muscle.
Lost
like
you basically lost back. Almost 100 pounds.
He lost a person.
Yeah.
By giving up the sugars and grains.
He lost a U.S.
Pretty much,
gymnast.
Yes.
And increasing fat. We haven't said a lot. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So by increasing your fat, and you had, what did you have, more vegetables?
Talk about your diet,
Carlos. What do you eat, Carlos?
So basically, I mean, the same thing, just exactly what Vinny says. A lot of fat, it's about 70%. I'm kind of debating 80, 70, but I'm doing about 70% fat, about, maybe, I don't know, 20% protein, because, as you know, too much protein is going to eventually turn to sugar. And then the rest of it is in carbs, meaning coming to vegetables and more vegetables.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's it.
And by the way, speaking of vitamins from vitamin nutrients and so forth, I see you're on our list at purevitaminclub.com, right? You see how I slipped that in, Anna?
Yeah, that's subtle.
See how I did that? Yeah.
Real subtle.
Every single day I take it. Every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day.
I take the magnesium.
Well, I love it.
This man takes Pure Vitamin Club daily multi-caps and magnesium, and he's able to run 200, not 204, Anna. 205 miles.
Right.
Come on.
Amazing.
Yeah. Come
so
on.
Wait, so if you're a fat-adapted athlete, you're using your own body fat and dietary fat to fuel you in this race. Now, most people, I'm sorry, would tell you to have chocolate milk or pizza or goo.
Exactly.
Or Gatorade or what? And you didn't.
Exactly.
You're telling me that you didn't have any of that.
Well, that's why I'm calling, because what happened was, again, so we're like 100 miles. I'm doing just strictly NSNG, which is no sugars, no grains. And I'm doing really well. I'm doing fantastic. I'm running, and I'm no drops in sugar. And, we're talking about, 45,000 feet of elevation gain. So, you're just basically 5 hours of sleep, 96 hours of running, and I'm doing fantastic.
Right.
But here's what happened, and this is the question I have, is that, at the end, everything just broke down, right? The feet broke down. The backpack was not fitting well. And then along with that, you get sloppy. I had no crew. I had no pacer. I had nobody to help me out. So I started eating the junk.
All right, Carlos, I want you to hold right there.
Go ahead.
We're going to be back with you after this break. Do you mind holding on? We have you. We have Ruel. I'd like to talk to both of you guys. I'm going to put you on hold. Is that okay? You have time, Carlos?
Of course I do. Sure.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I want to know the answer.
We want to know what happened in that race. Cliffhanger, Anna.
Yeah,
cliffhanger.
I love it.
1-800-222-5222. 1-800-ABC-KABC. Talk Radio 790-KABC. We will be back right after this.
It's a double face-off Monday on KABC. First, the Donald faces off against Hillary Clinton in the first of three presidential debates. Then, the Kings face off against the Arizona Coyotes in their preseason opener.
Backhander, score!
Trump, Hillary, round one, tomorrow at 6. Immediately followed by Kings and Coyotes on a double face-off. Double face-off Monday. On 790 KABC.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
I don't understand why it's okay or people should feel entitled to say anything about anyone. Let's just call this what it is. Let's get the footage from Frankenstein or anywhere where there's village people with pitchforks and the village people all take off as a mob to go kill the beast. That's what we've all become. That used to be a punchline. They used to be some sort of joke of a primitive people that the more evolved, democratic, educated country and a modern country would never behave like that. And yet we've devolved into just that.
Dr. Drew, Midday Live with Psycho Mike Catherwood.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on KABC.
One 800 222 5222 is the number to call in. My name is Vinny Tortorich. This is Fitness Confidential. We were talking to Carlos, and he had something very interesting going on. Carlos, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I am here.
How you doing, buddy? So we left you on a cliffhanger, and I want to finish this up before we get to Ruel.
Okay.
So what were we talking about, Anna? Where were we with Carlos?
We were talking about he was at mile, what, 100-ish?
Yeah,
and things, so the wheels started coming off the cart.
Yeah.
The wheels started coming down. So I'm like, I'm excited. I'm feeling good. I'm in zone 2 the whole way. My cardio's good. We're doing great. Except my feet were a little bit, you know, they were bruised a little bit. But
of course. I mean, 100 miles, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm about 175 miles in. So 25 miles, I'm thinking, wow, 25 miles is nothing. I do 25 miles all the time. So, you know, but I've already done 175. So here I come into the aid station, and I just let loose. I just start taking the gels, the bread, the Oreos, the M&M's.
But Carlos, thinking, why? Tell me why. Why are you doing that?
I'll be honest with you. I've never gotten to this point, zero sleep. The energy was not even low. It was just, I'm thinking, I have no time. Nobody's really helping me out. So,
so
like,
you
okay,
didn't
maybe
have a crew or anything.
That's crazy.
You're running
you didn't
on
have
empty.
A crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like one of the only like five people who had no crew. Everybody else had a crew and everybody else had pacers. So at this point, I'm like, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm just shoving. I'm like, okay, I'll just do it one time just to get through these next 15 miles. Boom, I do it. And then I get through it, no stomach issues. So I'm like, okay, well, because I'm so fat adapted, I'm good. And then the last 15 miles to the finish, I didn't even think. I was just eating and just stuffing my mouth. And the question I have, I guess, is because when I was done, I had the biggest stomach ache for 24 hours that I've never had in my entire life.
Yeah, we call that, here's the thing, we call that being a kid at the birthday party. You stay there just a bit too long. And,
right.
you know, people have this view of sugar that, oh, as long as I'm running, you ran 200 miles. I know people, they couldn't run 200 miles if you gave them a whole year to
right.
spread it
right.
out. Right?
It's amazing.
Let's take Anna, for instance. She runs 3 to 5 miles out
yeah.
of clip, right?
Yeah.
And you do that, what, 3 times a week?
Yeah, about.
It would take you about, carry to one, about a century.
about yeah. 17 years.
Yeah, just to get to 200 miles.
Yeah.
And you do it all in one swoop, and you're
right.
trying to figure out
yeah.
why, and that's why. And look, I think it's commendable what you did.
Thank you.
And let's talk, because I can help you fix that. So that the next time you come on the show, we can end up
well,
talking.
Well, also, I wouldn't be hard on yourself about being like, yeah, I ate.
You know
what I mean? It's like you ran 205 miles.
He's
That's
a wimp,
incredible.
Anna. He could have gone 205 miles.
But what do you eat for snacks if you don't have the goo? What do you have? Like olives or cheese or nuts? What do you
no,
have?
I had my own food, but what happens is after a while, you get so sloppy. It's in the backpack. You don't want to get up. You don't want to move. So
yeah.
Like, well, I'll grab a cookie.
Oh,
I guess
so you were lazy. Okay, Mr. Lazy Bones. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Carlos.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Hey, Anna, love your book. I'm going to buy about 10 of them for Christmas,
Yay!
By the way.
Yeah. Everybody should buy 10 for Yeah.
Eat happy.
Best
Yay.
Book ever.
Thank you, my darling.
1-800-222-5222. Folks, by the way, Anna Vocino will not just be appearing with me. She is going to be at the Comedy Store this Wednesday night.
That's right.
Right
the
here
main
in
room.
L.A. The main room. The big
main room.
The main room, the Comedy Store.
Mm-hmm.
Up on Sunset. Go check Anna Vocino
yeah.
out. Anna Vocino, you'll have that up at AnnaVocino.com.
Oh, yeah,
right?
It's up there.
So go check that out. Let's get Ruel on the air. 1-800-222-5222 is the call-in number. Talk Radio 790 KBC. Ruel, you're on the phone.
Hey, Vinny. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. I hear something in the background.
Yeah, I'm in the bathroom. I have kids in the tub.
Oh, I thought maybe you were using your squatty potty.
Oh, no, and if I was, I wouldn't say.
Oh, well, you
How's
should.
How's it going, guys?
Hi.
Hi. I'm so happy to be on the show, the morning show, right, with Neil and Bob?
Yeah, Neil and Bob. Neil and Bob in the morning coming at you. I'm Neil. She's Bob.
I'm back.
Whoa.
What's your
Neil
question,
and Bob
Ruel?
In the morning.
What was that?
What's your question, Ruel?
Before I get into my question, I just want to say, Anna, your book is fantastic.
Thank you.
Right off the bat, I know it's already been mentioned. Lonnie mentioned it, but The Bacon Buckwheat is a hit. And it is in rotation in my house as well.
That seems to be a big one. That seems
yeah.
to be a real popular
yeah.
one. Not Andrea's bacon broccoli. Anna's bacon
it's
broccoli.
Anna's, yeah. I don't know how Andrea got into that.
Well,
yeah.
she just lifted
she
it.
She just stole it.
Yeah, it just made it convenient for her.
Yeah.
It's a very easy recipe. By the way, that recipe's at my website. You don't have to buy the book, but you should buy the book.
Buy the book. And by the way, the book is coming out in hard copy. I tell people to buy both. Get yourself the, what do you call that?
The Kindle.
The Kindle
the
is $10 to get it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you set up the way Serena, you know, the way we do it, she sets it up in the kitchen
yeah.
on the little screen. So when you get stuff all over it, you just wipe it off.
Just wipe it clean.
Your book is clean again because
yeah.
it's glass.
Yeah.
You know, with the pad, the iPad. Sometimes she brings the laptop in there.
Yeah.
And she pulls it up on the laptop. But then you could get the book.
The weird thing is that I use my book now to reference my recipes when I'm making
Do
stuff.
Do you really?
Yeah, sometimes I do. I don't
I was going to ask
like,
that.
Like, for instance, the Pittsburgh turkey chili has so many spices in it. I can't remember the exact measurements.
So you go to your book.
Oh, yeah.
And so, Ruel, my favorite dish that Anna ever does is the bacon broccoli. It's, you know, I love broccoli. Everyone loves bacon. I mean, if she could just add new car smell in there, you would have everything.
It would be
right?
everything.
Yeah.
Well, the other recipe is the, what is it? The cauliflower mash over the shepherd's pie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yes. And that, because mashed potatoes can
yeah.
be can jack up your blood sugar
oh,
pretty
yeah.
good, right?
We were talking about insulin earlier in the show.
So there's lots of ways to use cauliflower to
yeah.
replace potatoes and rice. And now they make pre-riced cauliflower at the grocery store. So you can buy that and make you can make fried rice.
So it's less labor intensive now
yes.
than it ever was.
Yes. So the shepherd's pie with cauliflower mash is amazing.
Ruel.
Yeah. What folks don't realize real quick is that you can get the book, get all the recipes, then you can mix and match. You could, you know, take fragments of a recipe and
totally.
Make it their own thing.
That's what I want you guys to do.
Hey, man, don't bastardize her great recipes.
No,
come on.
I want
what are you doing?
People ask me, can I make this salmon recipe with chicken? Yeah, send me a picture.
You can do whatever you want.
Whatever you want to do.
It's America.
It's America, people.
And it's making America great again.
Liberty.
Yeah, liberty and justice
freedom.
For all. Get eat happy is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Ruel, thanks for calling, buddy.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks.
I was tired of listening to his kids in the background.
Yeah.
What was that all about? Jesus Christ. By the way, Jesus Christ does have your cookbook.
That's right. Good.
Everybody's got one.
Everyone's trying to eat low carb now, so I don't blame Jesus Christ for wanting to keep his nice figure.
How do you think? I mean, he looks like an Italian water polo player.
Yeah,
Jesus
he does.
Christ looks great. I've seen him on the cross. He looks pretty
good. He does
good.
NSNG yeah. from you know Fitness
else,
Confidential.
You know what else Jesus does?
What?
Jesus.
You're pointing at me like
I'm pointing
I should
at
know.
You. No, you should. He uses Squatty Potty.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, because even Jesus knows. Look. I don't know why I didn't come up with this product. And here's why. I go camping, right?
Yeah.
And when you camp, you got to dig a little hole and you squat and the whole thing.
Sure.
And I would always say to myself, my God, more seems to come out when I'm camping.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just because it's a different look than when it's sitting in the water and the whole thing? Turns out when you're in that position, that squatting position,
you get it all out.
It's like the Indians do it, the Chinese do it for years. We're the only one. Now.
Well, the Italians used to do it when I first went to Italy. They would have holes
dug
in
squat
the,
yeah. in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way you were meant to go to the bathroom, folks. Squatty Potty. Go to squattypotty.com. When you get to checkout, put in the promo code Vinny, V-I-N-N-I-E. Don't spell it with a wimpy Y-I-E. Vinny 15. You get 15% off your entire order. If you got two bathrooms, buy three. If you have one bathroom, buy two. If you don't have a bathroom, you got big problems. Don't buy any at all. Try to get off the street. Get yourself an apartment. Once you have a bathroom,
get a squatty
potty. Also, the Irvine Improv, Anna.
Yeah, I'm so excited. We have the best time at those shows.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the guy that got me started doing this was Adam Carolla's guy, Mike August.
Yeah.
He started booking me, and we started selling out places. The Irvine, as a matter of fact, I was flying in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming in to LAX, and I'm standing at baggage, and I look right next to me. It was Adam Carolla. And we're standing right, and we were so blurry-eyed because the last show I did before I left on Thursday was the Adam Carolla show, the podcast.
And then you reunited.
And there we were. How crazy is that?
You guys
of
are
all of LAX.
You're
the
soul
same...
brothers, is what it is.
Yeah, we're soul brothers. I love that guy.
I know you guys love each other. It's
folks,
cute.
If you want to check out a great podcast besides mine at VinnyTortorice.com, the podcast is called. What's my podcast called?
Fitness Confidential.
Just like my book.
Just like your book, which everyone should buy because it's a
Fitness
great read. It's your memoirs of 30 years in the fitness industry, as well as what to do to lose weight.
Absolutely. So that's how the whole thing works, Anna.
That's it.
I call everything Fitness Confidential. As a matter of fact, did you see the billboard up on the 405?
Yes, that's so
Come
exciting.
On. KBC put me up on the billboard.
And you were above Dr. Drew.
I was above my,
which
no slight
to Drew. Drew is, we love Dr. Drew.
Look, Drew and Mike sit on these same mics right here. I'm on Drew's mic, you're on.
I'm like.
Psycho Mike's mic.
I'm like a battered housewife about Dr. Drew. No one could say anything to ever.
He's the best. And when
He's the best.
I felt weird that they put my thing on top of Drew's on the side.
Well, for like a second, and then you were like,
yeah,
I think they
switch them around.
I'm sure they do.
And they snap the picture when I was on top. I was on top of Drew. Yeah, think about that for a minute, Anna. Come on. That's wrong, right?
I don't want to be in that sandwich.
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
No.
Drew with them big biceps.
He's
the big biceps.
He's ripped, isn't he?
Yep.
He
is.
Man. I love that, man.
Folks, you know what to do. Go to AnnaVolcino.com. Buy the book. Eat happy. Also, VinnyTortorice.com. Go there. The podcast is called Fitness Confidential.
Yes,
my
it
book
is
called Fitness Confidential. Everything is called Fitness Confidential.
NSNG, quitting sugars and grains. No sugars, no grains is what that stands
for. No sugars,
for.
No grains. I came up with it. Can you believe it's a thing now?
It's a thing.
I'm in the Urban Dictionary.
So people will have clarifying questions. Find you on Twitter at VinnyTortorice.
Yeah. I talk to everyone.
People have questions about recipes. Find me on Twitter at Anna Vecino. We try to answer every Twitter question that comes through.
Yeah. That's the way it works, folks. On behalf of Anna Vecino, my name is Vinny Tortorich. Get ready for Dr. D and put life into living and do it with enthusiasm.
Check out Vinny's podcast, Fitness Confidential, on iTunes or at VinnyTortorich.com. You can also follow him on Twitter, at Vinny Tortorich.
This show furnished by Vinny Tortorich.